and the Penn Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology will cease to display human remains in its galleries. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on an update to the museum's policy.
The Penn Museum's Human Remains Committee recommended all exposed human remains be barred from display. So exhibiting bones, teeth, and hair are off limits, but things like wrapped mummies or remains sealed in clay jars are still considered okay. The museum will also increase its staff for repatriating artifacts. Director Christopher Woods said the updated policy is part of the museum's effort to prioritize the dignity of the remains while honoring their descendants.
This is a museum of anthropology and archaeology. We will continue to do research involving human remains. We just want to make sure, again, that we're prioritizing human dignity and that we're not being gratuitous in how we treat human remains.
The Penn Museum is right now in the process of repatriating its Morton cranial collection of mostly 19th century skulls, including black and indigenous skulls that were amassed through unethical means. The museum is also being accused of mishandling the remains of children that were uncovered from the MOVE bombing in 1985. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.